This ain't my business, but I just know about it.
That ain't my business, but we gon' talk about it. Yeah. I'ma come pull up on you. Just give me your attitude. I ain't know your attitude. Plus you got attitude. I'm the type of nigga that gon' cheat when I get mad at you. Hey, you lookin' stupid, all these hoes, they gon' laugh at you. Tell you dirty bitch, how could you go for my friend? She had called me handsome, bought me food, and then I'm here. She said, did you use a condom? Of course I don't do skin to skin. Then she welcomed me back with open arms, that's how that started. Niggas talk about pushing peas, I push a pound of push money. My Spanish bitch get hit with dick, and now she screaming out. My new bitch got the best location, her crib by a second cat. Stop and pick up me a backward, then you know I'm on my way. My ex was a Pisces, she was like me in the worst of ways. Honestly, I'm blaming her for how I treat you on stage. Hit him, then it's missing. So I ain't got time to stick around and play. My sneaky link, my favorite bitch, she play a role and stay in place. 100 hoes inside my phone, it's who I wanna see today. My college bitch, she with the shit, but right now she enjoy the state. My bougie bitch can't take no dick, but when we out, she on the stage. My newest bitch, my coolest bitch, right now she fixing me a plane. I'ma come pull up on you, just give me your latitude. I already know your latitude, plus you got a bad attitude. I'm the type of nigga that's gon' cheat when I get mad at you. Hey, you niggas stupid, all these hoes just gon' laugh at you.
I'd like to welcome y'all to That Ain't My Business, but let's talk about it. I'm your boy, Nesto the Dunn.
It's your boy, Iceberg Pac-Man. We got a special guest in the building tonight. Introduce yourself.
Y'all know who I am. This old MJ, man. Yeah, you know I had to come check in with It Ain't My Business podcast, man. I'm a big fan of y'all's. Let y'all know that. My boy Ugly, I hate he can't be here, but yeah, I'm a big fan of y'all.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, what got you in town? What got you in town for the day?
Man, I thought you were going to come to the city.
Yeah, they did say you ain't allowed to come to the city. I did hear something like that.
Y'all, the bullshit. Man,
I'm just saying,
man. Well, what you wanted me to answer the part about me can't come to the city?
I kind of want to know because I'm shocking. I'm shocked. I heard you couldn't come, and I'm sitting here looking at it.
Well, first of all, I'm always in and out this motherfucker, so that's irrelevant. But they don't own the airports, the rental car places, so it's pretty much safe to come. You know, I ain't worrying about nobody doing me nothing. I ain't saying can't nothing happen, but I'm going to be prepared, you know. I hope if they do come, they come right.
Okay.
No, but other than that, nah, I ain't on that. I don't understand why they so mad and angry anyway. I ain't doing no but talking.
I know why they mad.
Oh, yeah.
Why they mad?
Because they broke. Shit, if I broke, I'd be mad too.
hey, make sense.
Shit.
Yeah, I don't understand it, man. You know, I know people might not agree with shit I be talking, but what I'm doing is really I'm killing that mindset, that nigga mindset, that fucked up hood mentality, that shit that we glorify, that ain't nothing but destruction. We lose. How have you honestly benefited from the streets? Yeah, we made some money in the street, but you do good 2 good years getting money on the street, but you're going to do 10, 20 years in prison. So really you losing. And I just be really trying to kill that mindset and just tell people, I know I'm getting people as I'm getting on, letting you know what's really going on out here, man. We, our thought process, the way we thinking, how ignorant we are.
And talking to you, it kind of, you say you losing, but I think it's like more than you losing when that happened to you. Like when the streets, when the negative aspects of the streets come, it's more than just you that's going to be affected by that. It's like your whole family, like everybody, anybody that love you, basically. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people that you love, you don't realize how much you letting them down.
Man, I swear, the older I get, the stupider these niggas be looking. Just average, just shit from the daily. Just from sitting on the corner all day to right saying dumbass shit, don't know how to use nothing, because the older I get, the more I understand why these white people be looking at that nigga like that.
Like that. You going to make sense to you.
The buffoonery.
I tell them that all the time. Like, we black people tend to go off their perception. Your perception is not reality. And I kind of deal in reality. Like you just said, you'll wonder why these white folks looking at us like, what the fuck is wrong with y'all? You know what I'm saying? We'll get mad. They tough on crime. Well, what? Don't commit crime then.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Or stop snitching. I don't get the nigga nothing to tell on in the first place. Like, but we want somebody to snitch if it's our people. Let somebody break in your house, yep, or break in your mom's house. Man, y'all know who did it. Y'all need to say something. But yeah, another say we'll say stop snitching.
This is my thing. If you instead of going to jail, you not a good criminal. You need to find you a new career. Because being a criminal ain't it.
Inspire you something else, but you can't tell them that because why? We validate that. We glorify that. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I say that. That's what make niggas feel real. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you a real nigga. You a street nigga. As if that's something good, nigga. A street nigga. That sound like, what's that sound like? A fucking hobo.
That really
or some
sound
shit.
Like some gay shit.
Yeah, and street nigga. And you know, still identifies that. Yeah. See, they're going through identity crisis. That's why they know I'm a street nigga. Nigga, I'm a real. That's the first thing out your mouth. No matter what it is, nigga, I'm a street nigga, I'm a real, nah, I ain't none of that.
See, when a nigga say some shit like that, they show me what, not just they biological age, but that they mindset age. That mean you still on little boy shit if you thinking and talking like that.
Yeah.
And I don't want you around me.
I don't want you around me. That's all I'm gonna do. I'm not gonna deal with you.
Because most niggas that I hear say, you know what I'm saying, they street nigga, what they mean is like, I'm shysty, I'm shady, you know what I'm saying? I cutthroat you, like, you know what I'm saying? So that's why when niggas say a street nigga, I get to look at them funny. See, me, one thing about me, I'm Robert Bruchon, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? I can might have a tough side, I might cry, I might, you know what I'm saying, laugh with you, joke, you know what I'm saying? Like, I give you that intellect. I'm gonna give you me though. I'm not finna put on this persona to try to make you feel like don't fuck with him. I mean, you can fuck with me if that's what you want to do. Yeah, I don't know if that'll be smart, but I'm gonna put it like this. I'm not going overboard to try to make you not fuck with me. I'm friendly. A lot of people, you know, you friendly. Yes, I'm friendly. Yeah, I'm gonna go speak to a lot of people. I'm gonna smile in a bunch of people's face. I'm gonna joke with them. Like, why am I not friendly? Why do I gotta be out here causing problems with people? Why do it gotta be a problem with me and the next person? You know what I'm saying? No, I don't see the sense in operating like that. Like, why can't we only get one life to live? You know what I'm saying? So why not enjoy that life? Why make it harder than it already is, especially coming from where we come from?
And that's all it is. It's self-inflicted. The greatest gift God ever gave you is you. All you got to do is be you. You can't be nobody else but you. And that's our problem in our community. If we just really think about it, we're an image and chase. We're just chasing image. That's not even us. This fake fairy tale make believe of this image. And all our majority of our problem in our community is our ego. My problem ain't with you when we get into it. That's your ego you battle.
Yeah.
We have words, you ready to blow my head off. Over some words at the end of the day, that show you how much of a coward a person, we're not saying you get what I'm saying. Per se, that show you how much a coward you are, that you'll jeopardize your life, freedom, being away from your kids and family over work. It's not that serious. That's just an ego issue. If ain't nobody try to direct harm you, rob you, what's the point of killing?
See, that's what they do when they don't know how to actually sit down and think of a way to solve the problem other than just resorting to violence.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They don't have no problem solving skills.
Then I'm going to tell you this. A lot of that be the frustration of not knowing how to communicate. Yeah. Motherfuckers ain't took no time to educate themselves, so they don't know how to express themselves. They don't know how to express themselves. And the frustration in not being able to express yourself, the first thing you do, you want to get mad, you want to lash out. Yeah.
Because they come from, if we, you know, not to talk against anybody or nothing, but come from them black mamas. You know, they raised from single mama. What you think she do all day? Where you think he get it from? You never learn conflict resolution. Then what? Majority of the time you learn they're teaching us to hate men.
Mm-hmm.
Whether we know it or not. Your dad ain't shit. These niggas ain't shit. You see, niggas coming in and out of mama life, you starting to build a disdain for men. Even if a man, whether your mama wrong or not, if a man, you wouldn't another man cuss your mama out, excuse me, whether your mama wrong or not, what you You don't talk to a woman like this. So you building a disdain for men. So why you think when we come and we grown, you trying to tell me something? Man, nigga can't tell me. I don't give a fuck what a nigga talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? It all this shit is just learned behavior. And we haven't figured out how to break the cycle, which is really easy, but we as a community haven't figured out until we stop celebrating death and destruction that we do in our community, it's not going to change. And, you know, I don't understand why we want to be tough before we anything.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be tough before I'm anything. I'm a real nigga. I'm a gangster nigga. I ain't, mm-hmm. But I ain't living for your kids. You'll die for your niggas in the neighborhood, mm-hmm. but you won't live for your babies. Mm-hmm. But you, out that same mouth, you'll say you love your kids.
And they're going to do 100 years for their homeboy.
And won't do 5 years on the job for their kids. If you really get to see, like, we lie too much in our community. We double speak, okay? You ask the average man in the streets, you love your kids, what he going to tell you?
Yeah.
You love your mama? Yeah. Okay, but if you look at his living, which I look at your life, I don't care what you say, he don't. Because if you love your kids, we just gonna use gang bang for example. How I say I love my kids, but I'm jeopardizing my life behind this color and this neighborhood that I don't own nothing in. No, seeing to me, I love this more than I love my babies. Because at the same time, by me doing this, I'm jeopardizing my kids' life, whether I'm getting took out their life, I can have them in the car with me, anything. So I'm inviting unnecessary danger into my children's life by doing this. We so selfish mm-hmm. as people. We don't understand. Once you have kids, your life ain't your life no more. You got to live for your babies. They didn't ask to be here. So why wouldn't I put them in a better situation than what I would? Mm-hmm. Like, how often we do this? We are from the hood.
Mm-hmm.
We represent Lakeside, Brooklyn like a motherfucker, right? Nigga, my mama from over here, my grandma from over here. And don't know we celebrating generation to generation of failure. Ain't nobody seen fit to put us in a better living situation. Nobody seen fit to put us in. But look what we doing. Man, these white folks, it's the system. No, it's not the system. It's you. If just because shit set up for us not to make it, you still can make it. I'm saying, I know they making it hard for black people, but you still can make it. We know the system is corrupt, but why I'm going to do crime and help them send me to jail? Why get myself caught up in the snares of the system? We know what they going to do. It's to the point, like, I used to feel that way. I used to be that anti-police attitude and every goddamn, until you really started talking to police. These people just like me and you, this just their job. They got a job to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's all they don't hate you. They do. And when I just start understanding, and okay, yeah, I know what you would do if somebody did. Yeah, you ain't lying. I probably would.
Yeah, see, niggas don't know how to separate the person from the job. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because like I say, niggas dumb. I ain't like, for me, just being older now, realize when I was younger, like simple shit that I could do, nigga feel like I was a genius. It's because certain little simple, like little computer type shit. It ain't that hard to figure out.
You know.
Yeah, that shit really simple as fuck.
You know how you feel to realize everything I thought was real, it was straight bullshit.
I feel like I got played.
Played like.
Me and Pooh were just talking about this shit, man. The niggas we was looking up to, they ain't teach us nothing.
Man, the niggas we were looking up to were dumber than us.
They was using us to get high. To get high, because they know our people be giving us money and shit. They won't use us to get high and teach us how to be fuck-ups.
Man, we lived a whole lie. It was in prison when I started realizing, like, man, you're living a whole lie. Cause you know, some of these people you say we were looking up to, mine in the neighborhood, you get in this paperwork, you like, well, I thought we didn't supposed to do that. So you bring it to light. Well, no, you know, that's him, man. But another homie dude, we gonna chase, and I'm starting. Then I'm like, well, these same homies rape females and all that. I thought we frowned upon it. When I started seeing it, I'm like, this shit make believe. Then when you go to prison, who there for you? Some woman. At the end of the day, for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't none of your homeboys. So, but these the same motherfuckers we mistreat, fuck them, on a dog out. But when we at our worst, it's them. But we hang with our homeboys every day gonna drink, get high, and smoke. You mean to tell me they won't come and put $20 a piece together mm-hmm. so you get $100?
They won't even come see. Mm-hmm.
Won't do nothing. So I started realizing, like, this shit ain't real. This is a lie. This smoking mirrors. This destruction. Nigga, we killed together, robbed together, but listen, as soon as I need you at my worst, yeah. you won't.
It's crazy. They'll be here for you while you're on the streets. But as soon as you hit behind them walls, they vanish.
Then another
and thing. A lot of them, when it come, when you say be here for you, they get for the bullshit.
It's destruction. See, it look the appearance. See, we don't even know what love is till we even start associating, like, example, toxicity with love. Like, I'll give you an example. Your homeboy look out for you, knowing why he was in, you was in jail. He out here getting money and everything, right? When you come home, he give you some work. What we holler? And they got love. For
there's
me.
Love. He send you right back up.
One of my OGs, we got into it about my music and shit. He tell me, you know, out the blue, oh, that shit was trash, all this, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, damn, I asked you to support me on the music, to invest or something, you don't want to invest. But you ready to invest when it come to that street shit, though. You rather invest in me on some shit that'll send me to jail than invest in some shit that can get me out the streets.
Yeah,
well, do
because I guess because you see reoccurring monetary value for you from you investing in me in that way instead of with the music.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, we selfish. So that's what it's about. It's all about self. Like, nigga, don't give a damn if at the end goal you another get caught thing, up and your
it be the person you least expect when you go to jail that'll be there for you. Dang, when I went to jail, when none of my street homeboys kind of see me, the nigga. Who is the furthest from the street nigga popped up without me even knowing, popped up, can't even see me.
But that's another thing I seen, like, that's why I don't give a damn about you talking about you street. Good. Man, most of the time, even when it comes to, like, the no-telling thing, like, it don't necessarily be the niggas that's the toughest or the streetest that don't tell. Like, it just be a nigga that just don't tell. To be honest, because it be tough-ass killers and everything.
Squares that don't really, they don't.
Yeah, them the ones really don't tell for real.
When I at work, I be at a nigga that be telling their work, I be like, you know the boss and shit, you know they don't like snitches either, right? The police don't like snitches either. They just use y'all ass. You ain't going to get nowhere telling on nobody. Yeah. Especially if you trying to, like, move up in a company or something, you ain't gonna get nowhere to tell them. They don't like snitches
either.
They
doing too much.
They feel like you gonna tell
everybody
on them.
Everybody be doing some shit. Everybody be doing some shit. You know what I'm saying? And but I want to go back for a second though. So what brought you here today though?
Oh man, we got honored by the city council, and so I just came to show my face, did a few shows and stuff, man. But just to show, you know, something we set out to do, a vision we put together and see it to come to fruition is amazing. So I just wanted people to see, and I wanted to be a part of that, a part of us making history. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That 15,000, it's not a lot compared to nonprofit money, but it's a lot to what it have done to galvanize our community for. They get to see, like, hold up, they did it their way. They didn't compromise themselves. They ain't sell out. And they get to see this blueprint. So I really just came to be an inspiration. You know, the greatest human act you can do is to inspire. And plus, I know people misunderstand me. You get what I'm saying? They, MJ, we messy, he did this. Yeah. Y'all messy. Whether MJ be messy or not, y'all gonna entertain mess and drama anyway. So I use it as a tool. Okay, that's what they want to get here. Let me do this. So I can educate. You shouldn't be mad at me. You should be more mad at yourself that it takes this to get you educated. You kind of get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I just want to talk about what I know y'all gossiping and shooting about anyway.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
And that's what I was going to say. So I know you've been implementing a lot of things. And I said, I know a lot because, you know, I've been seeing a lot of this behind the scenes. I've seen how fast a lot of this move. And, you know, it seemed like we doing a lot to change, like, the mindsets of the people and the trajectory of the city. And, you know, growing up, you know what I'm saying, for the longest, we was Ratchet City, and I was seeing a lot, and I had a whole bunch of conversations with a lot of people, and you know, they was always saying, well, that moniker of Ratchet is really like a destruction to the mindsets of the people within the city, you know, and then you have other people that may embrace it, you know, and they feel like it is a good thing or whatever the case may be, right? And I've seen, like, you know, with you and Zill and things like that, it seems like it's a new moniker being put over the city. Can you kind of speak to, like, that moniker and what it means and the difference between Motion City and Ratchet City?
I want to shout him out. I want to thank him for helping us create this. Shout out to the Ratchet King, Anthony Mandigo. I just want to shout you out. Yeah. I can do what I want on here?
Yes, sir.
I can?
Yes, sir.
Okay, then I'll ask. Shout out to the Ratchet King, Anthony Mandigo. He inspired the new thing, Motion City. The reason why, because it was some Mandigo, which I had been working with him while he was in prison and stuff the whole time and all that. And he come home and all of a sudden he, you know, which he got every right not to deal with me. I'm cool with that. But he even lied after I confronted him about, he's like, nah, man, I ain't say nothing. We gonna be good. We good. I'm like, all right. So he had made a post about, can't nobody use Ratchet and this and that and whoop the whoop. So I didn't take it he was talking about me. So when I get the call from our mutual friend, like, man, I don't know why Mandy gonna come fuck with you, get you started. I'm like, fuck, well, what'd he do? Man, that post he made, I said, oh, yeah, that ain't about me. He told me, yes, it is. It's about you, Big Fella Zia, James Bosco, KP. Damn, I'm forgetting this other person's name.
Hey, Bosco is short, nigga.
Yeah.
I just seen that nigga at that where I was getting something to eat. Yeah. I just hollered that. That's what I was talking to. I'm listening,
though. Yeah, that's my homeboy
from Wilkinson.
Yeah, he said that.
Matter of fact,
I just did a video for him.
Yeah. That's my homeboy. But anyway, so he like, we can't, you know, he rats. So it's like me, I look at everything as a teachable moment. This finna be a lesson learned. You get what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm finna talk my shit, but I'm finna educate people. So I took that as a moment like, well, we gonna talk about Ratchet. You don't own my own Ratchet at the end of the day. So I started two people out trademark. You say we can't use Ratchet City. Guess who trademarked it? You can't use it. So now I'm able to teach people, yeah, you might own the LLC. You don't own the name. So we got to even start doing that. And, you know, so the birth doing that, we just started talking about we have emotions. Like, come on, let's do Motion City. We was all on the phone and we just talk. Like, man, we Motion City. And what Motion City signifies is this. What they doing, it ain't my business podcast. What Big Fella doing. What the other person that got a smaller podcast doing. We trying to create one big thing where we all coming together, supporting each other. No matter what energy you in, no matter what you do, we have emotion. We changing the trajectory of this shit. We getting the hood involved in politics. We coming, we want us. Ain't no more complaining. We want us. We finna have real emotion. Babe, Big Fella Zill finna be our new, I don't want him to say new, baby. He gonna be Big Fella.
Yeah.
He the new Big Fella. Mm. So, and that's what we just really trying to do with this motion. Like, everybody come be a part. We don't care about you beefing. We don't care about that beef. We don't care about this petty shit. What us being mad at each other, holding grudges is gonna do? You don't know. It take us collectively to blow up. Why we can't be shooting our own movies before 50 Cent come here? Then he might want to pick it up and make it a series of produce. But we won't put all our resources together. Like, for you got your podcast, you got a camera equipment here. Somebody might got a movie script, but ain't got all the equipment. But he might have a movie idea. But what he'll come and tell you, man, how much you charge to film it for me? Instead of come here, man, I ain't got everything. Let's do a partnership.
Yeah.
Let's go 50-50. You kind of get what I'm saying? So we're trying to take people to work together. A lot of y'all people cook food. So we're trying to tell you, come together and create a company.
One big, yeah.
Yeah, one big thing. You do T-shirts, come together. Like, we doing all these podcasts. I'll give you an example. Who making the money off your podcast?
Shit, we ain't making no money yet.
But I'm just saying, YouTube.
Yeah, we
everybody else making the money before you make, but this your shit, this your intellectual property. So why we ain't got our own Shreveport podcast streaming channel? I should have show motherfuckers how to do that all right now. So now get what we get. 100% of the profit. Just say you on there, the Ratchet Hour on there, Big Fella Z, all three of us on there. We gonna split it. We get subscribers, $3.99 to $5.99 a month. Something like that.
Then you can say whatever the hell you
wanna
say.
But we control it. Now they go our ads, they go our... Just be fair. That's all. No matter if you get the most views, I'm getting the most views. We should even argue about that. This one channel. But also now with this streaming channel, now we can open it up. Hey, let's do some movies. Or other people that got ideas shooting movies, come over here. That ain't got a platform bigger than us. But now we can put it over here. Now we're damn near creating our own Tubi and Netflix. But just start locally.
Mm-hmm.
And now we everybody tune in and supporting us. Now, how they supporting us, guess what we do? We're constantly growing and scaling, but we take some money and keep back investing it back into the people. People, once you invest in the people, they're going to come back. What is currency? People is currency. You can't make money without people. Stop chasing money. Chase people.
Hmm.
Show love to people. You can't make no money without people. So all you got to do is show love to people. He who feed the people, lead the people. And it's just that simple. So we don't be understanding the power of working together. And that's what we're doing with Motion City. We're working together. You've seen City Council, Alan Jackson had even Motion City. That was like one of the most proud moments. Like, what? Like, they get it. Like, yeah. And to hear them say create motion, this is something we just, like at the snap of a finger, man. And it's just showing, man, the universe moving, man. God moving, man. And we just trying to show people, like, give you an example. Yeah, I got this podcast. The city owned over 5,000 buildings commercially. Buildings they've had since 1993. Why we can't get y'all, go get one of them. But how do we do that? Because if I wasn't privy to this information, you wouldn't have this information. You wouldn't have this. You get what I'm saying? So you think I'm on here talking shit to just be talking shit? Nah, nigga, I'm trying to get y'all to wake y'all motherfucking ass up. And nigga, it's a big bag over here.
Mm-hmm.
That we are entitled to. We talk about 50 Cent contract. You know what I did? When everybody was talking about 50 Cent and all that, you know what I did? I go look at the contract.
Yeah.
And guess what I'm going to do? Create a contract, what?
Just like it.
He gave me the blueprint. But I could do the same thing. This my city too. But now, we got a collective voice. If I'm saying, man, they need a building for their podcast. You need to. Oh, we know how to sit down. Look what building you want. Oh, the city own this. Come on, let's put together a plan. We finna go to them, negotiate. Hey, we get 2-3 years rent free so we could build this up. Because the tax burden's still on us anyway. You already paying for the building that's empty anyway. They ain't making no money anyway. So they're more likely to give it to you anyway. But these the things.
Because it's better. It make them more money being occupied than empty.
So these just things they rather do to you. And that's what we're trying to do with this motion. We're trying to get everybody there. Whether you can afford it, come partner with somebody. Mm-hmm. Everybody ain't got the money. Come partner with somebody. Yeah, I know I talk my shit and y'all can say this and say that. I don't care. But y'all see who doing the work.
Right.
You know, and I'm way out there. But I couldn't do it without Robert and them, Best 13, them people there, man. Cause to listen and understand the vision that we working collective, it could be even bigger and faster if all y'all come on the board. You get what I'm saying? And understand what we doing. And like what y'all doing, even with Ain't My Business podcast, Robert will tell you, I talk to him about a lot about y'all podcast, things to do this, try to do this. And what I admire about you too, though, Hootie, like a motherfucker, man, you use your space in the diversity you're bringing to this, and you're opening. And that's what I love more than anything. Y'all bringing diversity. People get to see. Yeah, you might have somebody hood, ratchet, educated. Then you get a politician coming through. And these are things we need to do to have these conversations. Because you're creating that safe place where they can come. And so, like, I'm a big fan and big supporter of y'all. I want to see y'all big and grow. and get bigger and bigger and grow. And like, man, just keep it up. Don't change. Stay on your square. You know, you having an impact on this too. So I want you to understand that too. You having an impact. What you don't, and you know, once it happened, you know, we got you.
Yeah.
We ain't just thinking about us. And that's why I want y'all to really understand. We ain't just thinking about us. He'll tell you. Yeah. I'd have been off of streets and everything. Yeah. And I'd have told him, well, street nigga, I don't want no motherfucking street.
Yeah, we ain't
I'd have been off of
street.
Money. I'm like, nah, I don't want that. I want what's up with our community.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So, you know, we got a blueprint here, y'all, and it's for real.
Yeah, it's been a lot, and like you were saying, you know what I'm saying, you was talking about how we all could come together, and you know, I've been doing this for a few years now. I know you've been doing it for some years, and then Shreveport, it seemed like, I'm not gonna lie, it seemed like the Negro activist in Shreveport is a different beast, and I was having a conversation with a guy named Sek on this podcast, and we was kind of discussing the black activists here in Shreveport, and then you know how we kind of just got the 15,000, right, and the backlash that came behind it, and it was kind of a bit much, I'm not gonna lie, but I want to know, and just this ain't the Keeping It Real show like Alvin Oliver, but I want to keep it real for a moment, and I got to ask a question, like, what is it that's keeping, because, matter of fact, when I told you I just ran into Bosco, he asked me about something, and that's what kind of made me bring this up, because he stopped me, like, man, I got to ask you something, so what he asked me was this, I'm going to ask you, I'm telling you straight up what he asked me, but I'm going to ask you a different question. I'm not going to even answer what he asked me because it's asinine. But he asked me, man, what's up with you and Breaker? Why is she telling me you harassing her and you know what I'm saying, like you trying to do something to her? That's asinine. But what I want to ask is, what is it about other activists like Breaker and Carla Button, like, what is it about them that's stopping us from all coming together, or is it us that's the problem? That do we have such a problem with them? That's like, are we the problem? Like just being objectively thinking, like, what's the real issue between us and Breaker and people like Carla B and things like
that?
So,
do you want me to speak personally, or their issue? Like, how you want me to speak of it?
I want you to give me both.
Well, personally, let me be honest, I don't got a problem with nobody. Personally, I ain't beefing with nobody. I can give a damn, care less. You know what I'm saying? I never had an issue with Breaker. Breaker, even despite all the lying and stuff I knew she was doing, Breaker put me in some that I was trying to be a peacemaker between her and Carla. Knowing she was dead wrong, she the one spoke to me about their beef. That's how I found out she supposed to have an issue with you at that time. So, you know, I'm like, damn, what the fuck going on? Everybody follows her. But then she lied on me. And, you know, and that's all my biggest issue. Yeah, I'm going to say what I got
to say.
What
you mean she had an issue with me? What?
Well, you know, she was mad at you about the ballot and who you were supporting for the election when LeVette and what's his name, Gary Chambers,
yeah,
won Chambers, and Carla Bond was running and stuff. She got mad at you about that, but I didn't know that we were going back and forth on Facebook. She thought we were all, and she called and said, I told her my brother gonna ride for me. I'm like, well, what you talking about? Yeah, Robert. I'm like, Robert, what's going on? Yeah, I see you getting on Robert. I'm like, who getting on Robert ass? I'm like, this what we do on Facebook. I said, we'll go back and forth on the topic because people going to come and look, and you know, so I be using that to see how he going to explain himself, mental gymnastics. I know I'm going to come this way. I'm finna see what other people get in the conversation for. And so she say, oh, I sure thought you come from And I'm like, well, I ain't know y'all was into it. And then when you say, yeah, he supporting LeVette Fuller and Garrett Chambers, I'm like, but I thought that's what we were doing. Then when she say, she called me dumb. And I'm like, no, she didn't call you dumb. Yes, she did, brother. Then she wanted me to support, I forgot the woman name, in the for city council against Garrett, what that was, state representative.
State
against,
senate, I believe.
State senate against Garrett Chambers. And I'm like, well, I don't know nothing about this woman. And, well, they ain't going to want nobody to get her in because she was gay. So that's how that went. That's how I knew y'all had an issue at that time. So then that's when I found out about her and Carl. I was trying to make peacemaker. And that's all I did. So Miss Laura put us on the phone. We talking. Heard him get on the phone talking shit to me. I'm thinking everything good. Then all of a sudden they make a post and threaten him with a gun. And like, everybody know me. I don't want to talk like that. I'm like, all right, nigga, what the fuck? I ain't going to talk like that because I don't have to. Nigga, I'm going to bust your head. You want to know. If I'm going to do you something, I promise you won't know. You won't see me. You won't know how I come when I do what I do. So I'm not threatening nobody. I don't want to hurt nobody. It's not that serious.
I got to ask you about this organization. They go by the name of the Cattle Mama Pals.
No.
them and they are, they daughter about Jermaine.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. Let me honestly speak about the Cattle Mama Pals. We just going to be real for 1 minute. Can I say what I want to say?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? First of all, fuck you, motherfucker. Yeah, oh, you stinking motherfucker, dog smelling motherfucker. Yeah, you meth doing motherfucking drug addict. Yeah, okay, I'm leaving now.
Nah, you good?
Okay, yeah, you drug addict motherfucker. Y'all so concerned with black folk, it's pathetic. Go on, tell us you want to fuck on one of us. That's what you gonna tell us. Yeah, I can't stand them motherfuckers. Yeah. But let me tell you, I ain't mad at you because y'all done played a major role in this election to galvanize the black community. But they need to understand. You know that shit, what they be talking about don't matter at all, community, at all. You get what I'm saying? What y'all talk about don't matter. Y'all say we thug, we all that. Yeah, we need to come in y'all goddamn neighborhood. I'm so hate these niggas just killing niggas. Yeah, when y'all gonna go to the white community?
Because they didn't kill until that little girl got killed over there. Yeah. Before then, they didn't kill.
Then they be talking about we for violence. Well, come over here, what we need yet. Come over now, y'all try to profit off black pain. Period and point blank. This same woman talking about she helping the black community, right? Supposedly. She was so quick to sell out all black women, talking about how she paying their rent.
Who
and
is she paid?
Black women.
Who is she paid?
Nah, I don't want it.
Ooh.
Like that.
Ooh, right.
I can't do them like that.
Mm-hmm. I know
him. Yeah, one of them. It's one of them I don't want to say because of the situation with her son. So I'm, try to help her. So in that light, but you know, so if I ain't gonna say her, I don't want to say nobody.
Yeah,
but we could just, you know, I might slip. I'd say Taja David came out of my mouth.
No, that's my homegirl,
man. Yeah,
she a mama bell.
What? Yeah, I might sit and say, the people promise what they doing over
nah,
there.
Nah, tell you that no mama bell. She just she on the cover.
Well, you know she can. But this the thing, I don't care if y'all gonna help play these people play whatever the case may be. But why try to destroy us in the process? We ain't did nothing to you. I ain't never just start and pick on nobody. I ain't no bully. So why do it with us because you mad what a motherfucker say on Facebook? It's like they could talk about people, but soon we get on their ass, they want to go press charges and everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, and that's what just killing me. Like, back to that Breaker shit, like these people don't care about us. Like, we just going to talk. Really, what have Breaker done?
Ain't that a Manigo manager?
Motherfucker came with spell manager. y'all should have known them were too stupid.
Man, I got a GED and I'm not a spell manager. I refuse to lead it.
Them two stupid, uneducated, but this nigga did 15 years and the best idea he had to hire Breaker for him. I said, take that nigga back to Angola and lock that nigga back up. Look, I thought his parole officer finna violate him for that.
She ain't got no experience or something? She ain't never been no manager?
If she can spell, man, she came to talk.
She probably was a manager at Family Dollar or something.
Man, I'm going to tell you, my biggest issue with Bricky is this, like this here.
The lies.
Because look.
When she Bricky, she lied.
Everybody lied.
I'm finna tell you.
Was in the interest of the people for her to lie.
But look, I'm going to tell you why what my bigger issue been, though. Because like, I knew whatever I knew about Briga or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But my thing was, I always tried to, because like he said, like, Briga the reason a nigga, like, did a lot of shit, you know what I'm saying? So I always tried to avoid attacking her, like, no matter what, at all costs, even after she had already attacked me, after she had already...
She attacked you?
After she had already called my judge in Bossier and tried to influence me going to jail.
Yeah. She tried to send a black man to jail.
After she already made a police report on me and said I attacked her when she put her hand on, when she muffed me down in front of the police station. After all that, you know what I'm saying? Every time her name came up, I tried to avoid speaking on her, right?
Yeah.
Even after all that, what happened with a situation came up with Rose Dre. Rose Dre, she told me Rose Dre said somebody gave us some money, right? First she said she gave MJ the money, right? MJ them the money, right? I said, well, that can't be true because, MJ ain't the one with the access to the bank account. I said the people with access to the bank account is me and Shima. So we'll know if some money was in there, right?
Oh, I thought, well, let me call you back.
Right. All right, so boom. They let you call me back. I call Rose Dre. What's up? You be talking to such and such. You say you supposed to give us some money. Nah, man, talk to him. I don't have no conversation with nobody in the city like that. I don't even deal with the city. Boo, 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 boo. So why she trying to throw this monkey wrench like that in between? Like, your whole thing was you was trying to split me up from certain people when we could have coexisted. I told you before all this. I said, look here, you ain't got to fuck with them. You ain't got to fuck with MJ. You ain't got to fuck with Carla. All you got to do is just keep doing what you're doing and stop attacking us. You know what I'm saying? And that'd be people's biggest problem. Y'all don't like somebody that's on Best 13 boys, so you attack our whole organization, right? As if you're not attacking me by attacking the whole organization. You want to say something about MJ, say something about MJ.
Man, I think you the problem, man. Everybody attacking you, man. The Mama Bells, Breaker, the other people.
Okay. Is everybody attacking me or is the Mama Bells and Breaker and Carla B? Who else?
Jermaine.
Jermaine is fucking...
I think he a plant.
He said he a movie producer.
He trying to get porno. That's what he trying to get.
Jermaine be here. He want to produce movies at 4-5 in the morning.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
The LGBTQ plus and ABCD
nigga can't afford no fucking socks and no fucking toenail clipper.
You know how I'm sleeping with him. You can't give a fuck about life. You did. That nigga there, God. Man. I think that nigga plant.
Gotta be, cause listen to him though. Everywhere.
And know what? Man, he be on some posts. You wouldn't even think he even got no business over.
Man, I saw him on a picture. It said Houston Hurricane Sandal or some shit.
Cause he everywhere. Cause when Trap Man, you remember when Trap Crowd was popping? Guess who was in that bitch?
He was in there?
Man, I swear to God.
He tried to give him a young bitch.
I swear to God. Man, everywhere. That boy everywhere.
Man, I don't know what up with that nigga, man.
You know who else I be thinking of playing sometime, but I don't know. I went to school with the nigga, politician, ran for mayor. Homeless.
You know a nigga ran for mayor?
He ran for mayor, but he was homeless.
He was homeless.
Shit.
Darrell Well.
Oh, you know, that boy was a genius. He talking about my boy. You know, he got something got slipped on him. He missed
something happened, man.
Yeah, you know, that boy was a genius.
I mean, he was decent when I was in school with him. Yeah, he got a doctorate, I believe.
I know that boy graduated all. I kind of admired the fact that he was trying. I ain't gonna lie. I told him I'm gonna support him.
Oh, this dude, somebody you gonna make weed legal or some shit?
Man, I don't know
what all he was
saying. I know he was running for mayor and he ain't had nowhere to stay.
Yeah, they were saying he was.
He posted something on my fucking wall the other day talking about Robert from Queensbury.
I ain't gonna lie. I was like, okay, I admired him for having the courage.
But look, I'ma tell you the thing about him, shit. I be looking at some of his shit, and if you ain't know him, he'll get you, bro. Hey, he be talking about the first billionaire and all that shit. I'll be looking. I'll be like, cuz, I didn't know this nigga, cuz, I believe him. Man, I got a joke I want to tell so bad, but I've been holding it in because I don't want to cause no problem.
Man, fuck it, man.
I don't be wanting to cause no problem. But, cuz, I was looking at a nigga today in the city council meeting. When I see this nigga fat as fuck.
You talking about Cedric Glover?
Ain't that shit crazy? Look, when I see him in that bitch, I was trying to hold it in.
He tall and fat?
Nah, he just fat. Look, I'm talking about could be some shit, cause you know you we somewhat like a certain type of people, cause you know we really supposed to hold our bearings and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? But cuz I'm just looking in my mind, I'm like, cuz this nigga is fat as fuck, dog.
Push you over. It's so much I be want. Man, if you really understand what be going on, who did some of this shit they do, man, it'll make you be like, get the scrap. You feel me? Like, what the fuck? It's like,
you
don't understand, man. And this is what I'm starting to do. They scared of this change, boy. They scared of this change. What's going on? These gatekeepers, man. They scared to death of it, man.
See, that's what I don't like about it. Cause when I say we open the door, we letting hood people into places that they not supposed to be, you know what I'm saying? We that's what we doing. So of course
they mad because we want to vote for the black person.
And this what I be saying. What the fuck? So what? I want to vote for him because he black. You vote for everybody else because they white.
That's what I'm saying. We mad because you voting for the white man.
But you voting for and you voting for him because he white though.
I bet on black every time. Yeah, I bet black against white every motherfucking time. I don't give a fuck when a black quarterback playing a white quarterback. What y'all do?
I'm going to black quarterback.
I'm just saying this is what the white people do.
And so that's just
what wrong? If I want to vote all because the person black, get what I do? I got that right. Y'all done had all the white president, all the white politician, and me voting white ain't helped us. So why we can't vote black because it's black? And see, they always try to make us out to be racist because we support for our skin color. What's wrong with that? Y'all support for y'all skin color?
That's what I'm saying.
What other reason are they supporting John Nichols?
Cause he ain't got no resume.
We talked to a police officer,
Patrick Young. Let's say his name.
Yes, sir. And he told us straight up that White Horn was the better candidate
out his own mouth.
And this is what I come across when I talk to a lot of the people on the other side. They gonna tell you, they gonna be like, White Horn cool, but. And then they gonna start talking about a whole other. They gonna start naming a bunch of people that ain't White Horn and telling you the problem with them.
Ain't nobody never said nothing about White Horn problem. They gonna tell like Patrick Young, yeah, White Horn the best candidate for the job.
Even with the mama bear.
But I can't support him because Eric Hatfield.
Yep, that what he said.
Is supporting him, supporting yep. Whitehorn, cause he got an issue with Eric Hatfield.
Yeah. Like, ain't that crazy?
Even with the mama bears, watch this. This is what they tell their people. They don't say the problem is with Whitehorn. They say Whitehorn is messing with MJ and Robert, and because of that, you shouldn't vote for him. As if this man won the chief of police, he won the chief of the state police, he won a federal marshal under Obama and Trump. You see what I'm saying? So the man got all the qualifications. It's only one reason to vote against him.
Now, who that black woman was that John Nicholson or little shindig?
That's Carla B.
Man, don't do that.
That's
no,
what we talking
man.
About. That's what I was just talking about. That's Carla B. Yeah,
that's
beef with you too.
Oh
man, that lady cussed me out, boy.
Yeah, she could.
And she was hitting that shit. She was like, "Whatever, little Robert."
Yeah.
She was hitting that shit, little Robert. Yeah,
but
little
she
Robert.
Oh my God.
Okay,
and it's people
Robert.
Like that. Like she mad, but like you got every right to support.
And
you.
She beat the shit out of T. Wynn.
But the reason you're supporting because you're mad at a city councilman, so you're gonna go support the white man to spite us. Despite the black community. But what you doing realizing, don't you be running for office? What you running for office at Cattle Commission and in Queensboro? You run for office. The white people don't help you? Why these white people ain't getting you no money yet? I'm just, there's a lot of stuff I got questions about. But now you want to hate on our organization. How they get more than me? Motherfucker, they ain't want
to. Oh, y'all got more
than
her?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got more than her about this.
She got mad. She told us on the phone
10,000.
She told us on the phone, yeah, y'all miss me. Y'all ain't gonna get no fun. The state ain't no.
That's what pissed her off. Cause she had just said
she
this
just
shit.
Said it. So she already knew we finna get the money. We don't know. We wonder why she just switched up and get the cousin Robert out. We don't know until they told her where she had knew already. We like, oh, that's why she.
Cause I'm talking to her like I'm thinking hey loves, like we still finna do the work, woo the woo the woo. She started sending me pictures and shit. Where the fuck is this going? You know what I'm saying?
What she sent you pictures of?
She started sending me pictures of old posts that we already had discussed. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Cause nigga called her out for like I say, spiting the black community.
Yeah,
nigga called her out for that. So she started sending me them old people. I'm like, baby, we already talked about this.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
She said, I want to work with y'all. We could do this. We could do that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Then she tripped out, but she had already knew about the money. We didn't. People act like we knew about this money, like we asked for this. No, we didn't know. It was early in the morning, me and him talking. Then somebody text us. And I'm like, oh, okay, all right, but we were still like, nigga, that for real? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But.
Yeah, man, it's a lot of shit, man. But I do wish they stopped trying to. But I don't give a fuck. I was finna say, I wish they stopped trying to paint us like we trying to actually do something to them when they be trying to provoke us, which not gonna work because y'all irrelevant.
Yeah,
like,
well, I wanna do something.
Yeah.
All I gotta do, let me shut up there, because just here, take it and switch it. Yeah, I ain't got to do you motherfucker nuts yet. Pale as y'all skin is anyway. You motherfucker look like y'all on y'all deathbed anyway. Don't nobody care about you old racist motherfuckers any motherfucker way. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why your kids like black men and black meat any goddamn way. Yeah. Your kids ain't racist. Yeah, they got to interact with black people. Y'all just mad. Yeah, your husband Robert might have cheated on you with a black woman. That's probably what your issue is. Or he might like black meat too. You know they be. You know what y'all do over there in the cattle mill. Yeah, y'all like to hibernate and incest and all that motherfucking shit there. And talk about what go on in the white community. Stop being concerned with our community if you ain't gonna help. That's to the cattle mama bear. Stop worrying about our community. I know you're going to share this on your page. Look what they say about, oh my God. Man, this shit ain't working no more.
Shut up, bitch.
We don't care. We don't give a damn no more.
Do white people get income tax?
Hell yeah.
I don't know if he don't talk about it.
Shit, cause they got money already. We all the niggas bragging about it.
It's like a holiday. It's like a celebration.
Damn, shit, yeah, it's a holiday, fuck, cause we finna go blow it again. Yeah, them people ain't worried about that income tax. Them people finna put that up.
Yeah, yeah, that shit ain't nothing.
Yeah, they getting that consistent. We the only ignorant motherfucker getting, oh, I got $8,000 in 2 weeks. You broke in the motherfucker. Go get a new car, new
furniture.
No, why not live another year like I did last year?
Yeah, why black people won't get new furniture every year?
Man,
get a new TV every year.
Man.
Cheap furniture.
Yeah.
Oh, what did they do this shit here? Well, I'm going to just go pay a dime payment, give me some rental center fund. Like they coming out cheap. No, they finna blow all this motherfucking money. No, they ain't finna pay this. I don't know what's wrong with
them. Then try to hide from the rental center,
man. No, this what killed me. No, this what killed me. And it don't never happen to tax season. Ain't nobody noticed this. And this ain't no tax money neither. I said, boy. Yeah. Why you motherfucker lying? We know it's tax money. You just told him. Yeah, this ain't no, well, why you ain't been saying it all year? Yeah. We know taxes dropped on the 22nd and you come on the 25th. And this ain't no tax money. Yeah, either. I don't get taxed. A goddamn lie. Yeah, you just arguing with your baby daddy last year that he couldn't carry the son.
I can't wait to get my little chain.
Yeah. What you gonna do with it?
Pay a bill?
Mm. Yeah. I thought the boy was gonna go over there and try to solicit one of them bells.
Nah, boy.
How you got dropping some kibbles on the ground?
Nah, he trying to sit bill. Feet.
Hillcattle meth bears.
Hey, lit crystals for they motherfucking ass. That's all they need.
You a recessive gene. You can't stay in the sun like I
do. No. I'm about
to disappear.
No, this is racist.
That ain't racist. They recessive gene. Oh, that racist. They a recessive gene. Black is pure. Black is dominant. Mixed black with anything, facts. It's black.
If they have sex and have a baby, what color the baby gonna be?
White people?
Yeah. If a white person has sex with a black person, what the color of the baby gonna be?
It could be white.
Let me do the experiment. Yeah. Now, how the hell it gonna be white? Well,
man, you ain't never seen.
Man, I ain't never.
Look at J. Cole.
That nigga black.
Black.
Patrick Mahomes.
Black.
Nah, that nigga black. Man, that man black. We get they multiracial, whatever you want to biracial. Yeah.
It be some fucked up mixed looking
people. Okay, all we got to do is do this. You ever had a white t-shirt before?
Yeah.
You raise anything on that motherfucker, orange with that motherfucker stain.
Yeah.
So white is not pure. Black is pure. Anything mixed with black gonna stay black. You can change the color white just like that. Snap up a fan. Everything white is manufactured. Look at it. Flour. What does it come from? Wheat.
Cocaine.
Come from cocoa.
Yeah, you know cocaine ain't originally white.
No, it's manufactured. Vanilla. The brown vanilla bean. Mm-hmm. Everything white manufactured. Rice.
Yeah, that vanilla in my fucking counter ain't even white.
Yeah.
That shit dark.
So, yeah.
It's good, too.
So, Cato Mama Bear, we saying all that to say this. We ain't scared of you, Lisa. And you're named after some dust shit. Bitch, go clean yourself. Yeah.
That's the problem. That pussy stink. That's the problem. I think that pussy stink.
Did her husband know when she was in annoying when she was in rehab with Patrick Young?
I don't think
she was in rehab.
Why y'all ain't talking about Patrick Young? Wasn't he in rehab? Yeah, he said. He told us.
Who was in rehab?
Lisa and Patrick.
No, for what?
That ain't tell me there, what fuck.
No, there was the star back walking after like a Rick or something. Not that type of rehab. There was like chiropractor rehab.
No, they was in rehab, drug rehab, alcohol rehab, AAA rehab.
Pac-Man in rehab?
NAA rehab. Who?
So you and Lisa got more in common than you think.
Who in rehab?
I thought you was in rehab.
Hey, I'm motherfucking rehab.
Don't you go to meetings?
No, I'm going. I go to meetings.
You in rehab?
Ain't in no motherfucking rehab.
See, you digressing. You moving backwards now, man.
Ain't in no motherfucking rehab. I'm right here sitting with you. Rehab.
you go on certain days. It's like you know,
nigga, I work 5 days
on
a week.
Weekend type shit.
I work 5 days a week.
5 days.
Yeah.
You go to days you ain't working.
Nigga, I work 5 days a week. Ain't no rehab on Saturday and Sunday. Yeah, nigga, fuck you talking. I go to therapy. That's what you talking about.
Therapy, rehab, whatever you want, tomato, tomato, whatever you want to call it.
Man. Nigga, therapy, what therapy got to
you
do
you going
with...
to talk to a white man, a woman?
First of all, he's a white man, and he's pretty cool.
I don't trust him. I ain't going to lie. Let me shit. I don't talk to white
men. I talk to him. He talked to me, too.
Yeah.
He be telling me his business, too.
Tell us something. Confidentiality. Nothing bigger than confidentiality. You got over him, not him over you.
Yeah. Everything that's said in the room got to stay in the room.
No, that ain't Vegas.
Nah, that's how it go. Everything that's said in the room.
Nah, he can't tell your business.
Anything that's said in the room got to stay in the room.
He be going home telling their wife, let me tell you about this nigga Rob.
So if he tell me about robbing the bank, I got to let that stay in the room.
No, you don't. When it comes to like something like a crime or like you tell him you going to go kill somebody, he can go tell the police.
That's different. If it's homicidal, suicide, or you're abusing an old person or a child, then we got to report that.
I don't know how it works. Hey.
But anything other than that got to stay in the room. I can tell you I slapped the fuck out of somebody's ass and they got to stay in the room.
Yeah.
And if he say something, you can sue him. Well, most likely, yeah.
He might be telling his wife.
Telling his wife.
I don't think he got no way to be in.
Well, he telling his husband.
I wouldn't be some.
Hey man, if that's what they want to do, we not discriminated against no sexual orientations, genders, or other identities.
Exactly.
Well, I'm discriminating against the cat on mama bag. I'm just letting you know that. I'm discriminating against. Can I just say I do want to shout out to the cat on mama bag, Lisa? You. Run and tell the governor that we going to Baton Rouge. We going to jail. We ain't worrying about Baton Rouge.
Yeah, bitch, she love that new governor. She stay on this.
That's
job,
her partner. That's her partner.
And Lisa, I keep glad you keep showing me and stuff all on your Facebook. Them good old sweet white people who love black people.
Yeah, they been coming.
Thank you, Lisa. Hey. You so sweet for throwing us an alley hoop.
All bullshit to the side, though. Because Lisa like, yeah. She be putting us on there, you would be surprised at the amount of white people that actually write us and be like, because they check us out. Like, she put the attention on us, they actually come and see what we about. And after they see what we about, like, they, we always win them over.
They like, I get it. Donation for you. Thank you, Lisa. Lisa Massengill, Cattle Meth Bears.
Before we ever got any money from the city, white people gave us plenty of fun.
Thank you to Lisa Curtis and Lisa Cattle Mama Bears. You is so sweet. Boy, I know you want some of that sweet black meat, but thank you anyway, though. And I don't care how mad you get at me. You can keep threatening me. You can call me a drug dealer. You can call me a howlet. You would know what a drug dealer look like because you used to buy from drug dealers. So you can call me whatever you want to call me. I know your ass over that mad and hot that you got. You know how low your self-esteem got to be, Lisa, that you got to wake up every morning to go look at the very people you hate, and you got to see that black greatness every day, and you can't figure out why these people like these people.
Ooh-wee.
And they won't stop. You think we care about white folk not liking us? Y'all already hate us. It's in y'all policies. It's in y'all legislation. We don't care. We ain't worried about y'all. We ain't worried about white folk business or nothing no more. We just concerned with black folk business. We standing on black business. So you could keep doing, keep with the attack. We know you're going to love the show. Shout out. It ain't my business, but we finna talk about it. podcast. And thank you for being a fan and a supporter of us all, Lisa. Cattle, meth, bears, or whatever else y'all do.
Shout out, Big Lisa.
Telling what y'all do.
Big Lisa.
And that's why you can't go outside when it rains. Yeah, you come with odor. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, you know when it gets wet and stuff.
Nah.
Oh, yeah.
That's when the masking gear really needs to get
that's
activated.
That's when she needed
it. That's when it needs to activate the masking gear.
You know when it rains. Yeah, you know they get a certain smell and that smell. Oh my God!
I ain't never smelled one before.
Oh yeah,
you ain't never smelled no masking gear.
No,
I just smelled with white people before.
Ain't no dog.
There I have. But Lisa, I just want to tell you thank you for being a big fan of Black greatness, baby. You celebrated every day over your motherfucking timeline.
Yeah, bitch. We was gonna leave you alone, bitch. But I seen that post you put up my boy today, bitch.
Yeah, I ain't mad at it. I think it. Yeah, talk about it. No, did you see what Donna Bartlett say?
What that hoe say?
Hold up, let me show you.
Oh, y'all. What that hoe say?
Twin.
Hold up. Look here. How can I go to?
What that bitch say?
It's that sidekick and Jermaine the bully.
What that skank say?
Let me go. Oh, I got to go find it, y'all. Oh my God.
Yeah, you got to tell him what that Trump said.
Man, what that is Jermaine be talking about though? They talking about the city stole about $40 million or something from rental assistance or something.
Man, I don't know. I do you know how many pages of that man I done blocked? I guarantee it's over 10. I didn't block that man, Jermaine, over 10 pages. He always write me early in the morning.
It
look
like he for the people.
He always write me early in the morning, man, trying to do stuff. I ain't got no time for that. I ain't trying to shoot no videos with you.
Man, that might be your calling.
Man, I cannot.
I ain't no calling, nigga. I got it, nigga, nah. I ain't shooting no videos at 4, 5 in the morning
with
no man.
You got shit on Netflix.
You got Netflix?
Yeah.
XNX6.
Why they unsent the message? Why they unsent it?
Ain't that a bit?
Yeah, she unsent it. Damn. What you call him saying? She don't believe I'm in Shreveport or something, Donna Bartlett.
That what she said?
Mm-hmm.
See? People crazy. They don't live in reality no way, so shit. Of course. It ain't nothing they think.
Man, they had about 50 cents. They say
they had about anything black. They were high about them singing the National Black Anthem during the Super Bowl. Yeah, anything that got anything with a little color in it, it just piss them off for some reason. And that's crazy.
But after today, we ain't getting them no more injuries. Let them.
Fuck them. That's what I was telling Hootie before I came in. I was like, man, them people irrelevant as hell.
After today, we ain't getting no more injuries. I got a lot of stuff I want to get out. Miss Lisa, you can say whatever you want. You gonna
I'm
be
trying to think of who else I want to say fuck.
Man, she out here playing people rich.
All we got to do is
need to pay
things.
My shit. She out want to pay people rent. Yeah, shit.
Could come with consequences.
Shit.
Yeah, she pay your rent. Yeah.
Man,
I don't got rent. I'm a homeowner. So I'm just fucking around. I don't even got no rent.
Yeah, that's good, man. Because she putting that whip to niggas back. I don't blame her, though. Shit, if niggas be that dumb, I'd be using their ass up, too, if I was.
So she be out here in the streets, man. I ain't protesting that shit.
Huh?
She be out in the street protesting.
Might be in the street campaigning.
I've never seen this woman a day in my life.
They say that day that Nick was out there with that chavo, she was out there
campaigning.
Oh, she was the daughter of the Confederacy.
I don't know. They say she was there.
I didn't know. You just made it come.
I made it all click, huh?
There you go. Oh yeah, that dropped the mic right there. That's
I was talking to Bosco. That was Bosco. Bosco was telling me that Lisa and old girl, real good friend. Yeah, that's what he said. Breaker.
Yeah.
Yeah, at this point, I told you, for a long time, you can ask cuz, for the longest, cuz I've been trying to avoid.
He don't like me. That's my homeboy.
He said that too, though.
Yeah.
Tell
me everything.
MJ, he was like, yeah, that's my homeboy. I don't fuck with him, though. See, that's what he said. He ain't say nothing. He ain't just go with
it. I thought, okay, yeah. He was about to get that munchkin.
Yeah, he ain't just overwhoop.
All right, Bosco, you better be careful. You better be careful what you do to me. Cause I might turn around on you. If the shoe fit, wear it, boy. I'm gonna get you, nigga. Yeah, you almost. Yeah, that's my homeboy. Yeah, yeah, me and him fell out behind Angelo.
Oh, that was that whoop.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
That's my sister.
Hold on. That ain't cuz dad is the little homie.
Bro, her son.
Damn. That's crazy.
They got mad cause she did a song with me. She ain't never did no song with none of them. There was a lot of shit there.
He looked like him too, none, and I'm thinking
they
about it.
Mad at me about so much shit. That nigga, man, I used to, you know, that's a whole nother thing. I get to come out too hard on all these niggas. I get to do.
Yeah, man. They told me, you know what I'm saying, shit. But nah, they ain't told me shit. I was finna say, you know, they be like, man, it ain't they. Brika told me. She was like, yeah, you got to watch yourself because, you know, people get to associating you with stuff cuz say and all that. I say, man, motherfucker know who I am.
There were only people that try to press in some female, but they still don't be doing that. Like, I'm going to say, for the most part, these niggas be talking. I just don't underestimate nobody. You get what I'm saying? Most of them just be talking. I don't care. If you really know me, you know who I am, what I'm about. If you got an issue with me, hey, man. You know, once I open my mouth, I know I'm going to be held accountable for every word to come out of my mouth. I know it's consequence for everything I do. So I'm prepared for whether it's good or bad, you know, but I ain't going to focus on the bad when all the good happen.
And that's what I be telling people, like, you can't hold me accountable for some shit that came out somebody else's mouth. Now, if you just want to be a stupid fool and try to press my line, then, hey, do your thing.
Ooh-wee. Yeah. But we gonna wrap it up, man.
Like, shout it don't never do.
Hell yeah.
You don't never wrap it up.
That boy up full of penicillins, no. Yeah. But like to thank y'all for tuning in to another episode of That Ain't My Business, but let's talk about it. I'm your boy Nesto the Dunn.
Iceberg Peg Man.
MJ.
Make sure y'all like, share, subscribe, and tune in once again.
This ain't my business, but I just know about it.